Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. Welcome to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, I want to be talking with you about creating your first course. If you are currently on that path of considering your very first digital product and you're thinking like, what is the most optimal direction to go with that idea? This podcast episode is for you. And if you know you're ready to take that next step as well, make sure to explore joining us in Course Creation Bootcamp. The bootcamp is about to start in January, and over the period of 4 months, you will be getting full support and guidance that will help you to not only make your online course happen, but also learn exactly how to create effective launch strategy and how to make ongoing course sales with evergreen funnels. This program is based on 10 years of my hands-on experience with course creation, and it's not a one-size-fits-all. Been there, done that. I know that you want to create your unique product. You want to make sure that your unique vision comes to life, and I want to help you to make that happen. If you're interested in learning more and joining us, explore more at yourcoursecreationlab.com/bootcamp. It's yourcoursecreationlab.com/bootcamp. And you can also find the link in description. Now, let's circle back to you creating your first product. Let's say you have been in business for a while. You've been working with clients one-on-one. Maybe you are a nutritionist or a dietitian. Maybe you're an interior designer. Maybe you're a lawyer. Maybe you're a therapist. Whatever that might be, there are so many different variations, really. Whatever that might be, you're now thinking about taking that one-on-one experience and turning it into a course. You know you have a lot to offer. You know you have many amazing ideas. And you're also kind of certain that your audience or upcoming audience would really benefit from what you have to say. So what is the best version of a course to start with? What you should consider for your offer? And before I dive into the details, a quick disclaimer. Obviously, this absolutely depends. It depends on your niche. It depends on your existing experience with digital products. It exists on your bigger vision. Like, there are many different things to consider. And if you do want to keep all of that in mind and take all of that into consideration as well, make sure to join us in that bootcamp because we're going to be looking at each specific case and I will help you to like figure out your perfect way. But if you're looking at just getting it done, like getting it out there and seeing how it goes, here's my suggestion that works for most starters, and that will be the perfect like starting ground for you to build upon. I suggest you getting started with Evergreen Course, and ideally it would be a smaller and very focused course. It doesn't have to be like a mini course with just like 5 lessons or something. It can be a full course. It can be, you know, one of your base offers from there on. However, it should be reasonable length in terms of don't overdo it. Don't try to put everything in your course. Don't try to provide like that path to the next huge goal. Instead, zoom in on a specific issue your audience has and exactly how you can help them to deal with that specific issue. This will help you to create a lot more versatile product because here's the thing. Once you get this done, once you go through these first steps and understand the process of actually creating a course, everything else will come a lot easier from there on. And once you have this product, no matter what is your vision for it, whether you want to sell it for like $97 as like a smaller course, or it's one of your base offers from there on and you want to put a higher price tag on it, maybe you want to add in more information, maybe you have a completely different idea about it, no matter what it is, This course from there on can take on so many different roles. So especially if you are focusing on, like, let's say a specific topic to cover, like you want to help your audience to solve a specific question or deal with a very specific problem, which would be ideal setup really. Let's say that's the path you're taking and you're gonna be creating 3-module course with like 5 lessons in each. It's 15 lessons, but those lessons can be, you know, 5 minutes long, 10 minutes long, 20 minutes long. It really, really depends on what it is you need to deliver in that course for your audience to get to the finish line. The length of the lessons is never like the key factor to even consider. You should just think about what makes the most sense for you, for your specific content, for your audience, and for that message that you ultimately want them to receive. So you're focusing on a specific topic, you are creating reasonable amount of lessons, and you're gonna now be getting into like the whole process of how to design slides, how to record videos, how to edit it, which platform to choose, how to set it all up, and so on. So the first thing is that by creating this potentially smaller product, you have enough flexibility, like you have enough bandwidth to be able to like give yourself time to explore like the platforms, the slides. It's not a rush. It's not the overwhelm. It's not like I must do it all and I must do it now. You're being flexible and you have time to enjoy the process. This is quite important. I gotta say, you have to enjoy the process. Now, once you have figured it all out with this course that is specific, it's very clear, you're guiding your audience to a very specific issue or to a very specific goal, from there on, this course that you created, first of all, it might as well be great success, and maybe you've figured that, you know, you don't really need anything else, you're doing great, you're enjoying yourself, you know, you're getting that extra income, or maybe you're altogether ready to leave 101 and like just put all the focus in the course. But the thing is, even if that's not the case, and I'm bringing some realistic perspective here, in most cases, your first time course, like your first offer, will not ultimately be the best offer. Even if it's great, even if it's good, you still probably will crave creating something more. Either discovering other perspectives or reaching different part of your audience or maybe diving deeper into the topic that you are covering, which leads me to the next part. Once you have this product, and again, like I'm suggesting smaller, focused, you know, something as simple as you can think of. Once you have this product, from there on, it can become a part of any other idea. This product can later become a part of your signature course. And I have another episode talking about what is a signature course and what is like the difference between basic and signature courses. But ultimately, this smaller product then can take on whatever role it should be taking on. For example, it can be a part of that signature course. Or maybe there's a bundle you are creating. There are like 3 different specific topics you want to cover. And then you're going to be selling this bundle, which is going to be for a higher price. It's going to cover more information. It's going to take longer time to go through. But ultimately, you're leading your audience to a more expanded goal than just dealing with that one thing. And the beauty in this is that you don't have to have all of those 3 courses ready right away. You can start with this one, you know. You can just start here. Start selling, enjoy the process, don't rush, don't jump into creating the other one. But then as you are moving on, as you have more time, as you're like, you know, getting interested in actually exploring that next topic, you go into that next topic, you create that next course. Eventually you have a bundle of like 3 to 5 smaller courses. Let's say in a year or 2 years, you have this bundle ready and now you can offer that bundle. Now, bundle is just an example. As I mentioned, your course can become a part of your signature program. Your course can become a part of the bundle, or it can also become a part of like another course that you are creating. It doesn't have to continue being a standalone course, right? The material you have prepared, the material you have recorded, you can then reuse in whatever it is that you are creating. It can be a part of another course. without like specifically being separate. It can also be separate and come in as a bonus for another course. So for example, you first created like a smaller product, you know you enjoyed the process, you know you're going to be doing some more of it. Now this smaller product doesn't really fit in like another curriculum, like in your bigger idea, but you can take it in as a bonus. You can give it as a limited time bonus for those who enroll in the first few days, or you know, you can use it as a Black Friday offer. Like as I'm recording this, the Black Friday is coming up and, you know, people are often obsessing about what to put out. First of all, you don't have to put out anything, anything, okay? It's not a must to put out anything or prepare something. It doesn't really matter all that much. Like this whole craze, I don't really get it. The more online I am, the more tired of it I get. But okay, this is not the topic of the day. So yeah, that course, the smaller course you created, it first of all leads the way to any bigger product, and second of all, it can become a part of any bigger products or even smaller products. You can later, like, you know, dissolve that one course into smaller masterclasses if you feel like it. The fact is that for you to create a big course right away, like if you have this ambition, like, yes, I really want to create this amazing course, it will take time. It will take you understanding actually every step along the way. And obviously it can be a lot more overwhelming to deal with like a, you know, 10 module course or whatever that might be. Modules really don't mean anything either, but I'm like thinking more intense, more in depth. You're gonna have longer videos, you're gonna have workbooks to create, you're gonna have this and that, and it's just a lot. And if that's where you are jumping in right away, without knowing a thing, the likelihood of you actually getting to the finish line and succeeding in terms of like actually being happy with the product and like, you know, feeling satisfied with what you have created, the likelihood of that is way smaller than if you start with a smaller product. Explore it from there and just give yourself that freedom to do just that. Explore. Now, that'll be it from me for this time. If you know that you want to make your course happen, and you're potentially ready to jump into a bigger idea, or you have already like been thinking about this, you have already done some work, or you know, you have tried to move forward but nothing has been working, make sure to check out Course Creation Bootcamp and join us for January 2025. I'm super excited to have it out there. It's really going to be one of those immersive and very fun programs, okay? I want to make it very fun. I want to genuinely, for me, I've been doing this for 10 years. For me, it's not a matter anymore of like creating a product and making money out of it. Yes, it's fun, great. But I want to connect with those who aspire to create great products and really just dive into it with you. You know, there's going to be weekly support available for you as well. It's going to be via Voxer and you can ask me anything. We will chat about your ideas, your vision, what might work, what might not work as well, and I will like give you personalized attention and support to ensure that you don't only follow like a certain path. Instead, you truly create a product you want to create. That really is the goal. That will be it from me for this time. If you have any feedback about the episode or any questions, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at CourseCreationLab. Along with that, I always appreciate a good review around here as well, and I hope to see you in the next episode.